What kind of difference is there between the mid and low level mesocyclone as it appears in radar and visually? Here is an example taken from one of the Project Vortex 2 supercells near Deer Trail, Colorado. We just saw it before in this lesson. And starting at the low levels, there's this classic TVS where the max and min radial velocities are located on adjacent gates, even with super resolution data. This indicates that the tornadic vortex core was too small to be resolved. However, the potential flow outside the velocity peaks is part of the circulation outside the core of the tornado, and it's easily resolvable. The gate-to-gate low-level delta V for this TVS is about 55 knots at the lowest scan. Here we're looking at the 0.9 degree elevation, just for a cleaner view. There are two pictures taken from either side of the supercell that will help define the physical nature of this TVS. The first picture was taken west of the supercell, where we can see many important features from the backside of the storm. The second picture was taken from the more traditional front side of the supercell. Overall, the two images depict quite different scenes. The backside shot depicts a very convective looking environment with convective looking towers right from the cloud base to near the anvil, with no obvious features that imply a rotating updraft. The front side shot, however, depicts an updraft that we normally see with a supercell, a smooth circular updraft with circular banding. These views are typical for a supercell. More importantly, is the prominent cloud-free notch extending up the cloud base, about a third of the way up the convective tower as viewed from the backside. From the front, that dry slot appears left of the developing tornado. The low-level mesocyclone denoted by the potential flow in the velocity image is most likely that area, including the dry slot, the tornado, and all the way to the north side of the updraft wall inside the brackets. The inner core of the low-level mesocyclone, that is the tornado, is too small to be resolved, so the velocity signature in the radar is that of a TVS. Going up in altitude to about 11,000 feet above ground, we see the upward extending low-level mesocyclone as the TVS, and then we see strong inbound velocities to the north. This level would be above cloud base as seen from the front side visual image, where the inbounds would visually appear as strong horizontal flow going from left to right and then around the northern edge and then to the backside of the updraft. The northern side of the updraft in the backside image is obscured by the bright updraft that's close. That's an old occluded low-level meso. The upward extent of the low-level mesocyclone is visible even to 22,000 feet above ground. We also see the inbounds on the northern side of the updraft, but now there's strong outbound to the south of the updraft. The blue streamlines depict approximately the altitude that this flow exists. So at this altitude, you see the evidence of the low-level mesocyclone being advected up here, but that's then in turn embedded within the much larger mid-level mesocyclone.